Good morning. A dry and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures mainly in the teens and lower 20s, as high pressure departs off the eastern seaboard and a complex system heads in our direction from the Midwest and Ohio Valley. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken through the morning hours, but it will stay dry. Then light snow will move in first from the southern tier and western Catskills to the north and east and through the remainder of interior New York and New England through the early to mid-afternoon hours. Low pressure will work its way from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley into our region, then transition off the east coast south of Long Island. With this storm track, light to moderate snow will go on for the afternoon and into the evening hours, with a few inches of snow adding up. This is not a particularly strong storm, but a steady snow for the second half of the day today will lead to a slow evening commute with a couple of inches of snow on the ground. High temperatures will remain below freezing and generally in the upper 20s to around 30. Generally, light snow will continue during the overnight hours as upper-level energy continues to pass through, and a couple of more inches of snow is possible throughout the region as low temperatures drop into the lower to mid-20s. Snow will come to an end early on Wednesday morning, with some scattered snow showers left over during the day. Storm total accumulations will range from 5 to 7 inches in the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, the southern and central Adirondacks, and the upper Hudson Valley, including the higher terrain in southern Vermont. We could look for 3 to 5 inches in the southern and western Catskills, mid-Hudson Valley, the Greater Capital District, lower Champlain Valley, central Vermont, the Litchfield Hills, and just about all of Massachusetts. In the lower Hudson Valley and Connecticut Valley and extreme northern New York and northern Vermont, we'll see 1 to 3 inches of snow farther away from the storm track. High temperatures on Wednesday should make it to about freezing in the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. It'll be windy and turn colder later in the week with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Thursday and only in the mid-teens on Friday. It'll stay cold despite mostly sunny skies on Saturday in the teens, and then we'll bounce back into the 20s on Sunday with increasing clouds ahead of the next storm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, across the southwest, the storm is currently bringing heavy snow to the higher elevations of Arizona and Utah. Snowfall amounts will be greater than a foot in most locations. This storm is forecast to enter the Central Plains by Wednesday and race toward the Appalachians on Wednesday night. Light snow is expected from the Central Plains to the lower Ohio Valley, with moderate snowfall amounts of up to 6 inches possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 10 degrees with northwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 12, 88% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, to a low of 27 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, freezing rain, snow, and sleet in the lower 30s. Boston, increasing clouds with snow moving in late today in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with snow, 1 to 3 inches with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low, 5. The average temperature, 17, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 6.8 inches of snow for the month, which is 7.9 inches below normal, and 34.2 inches for the season, which is 2.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 59, set in 1950, and the record low, 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:15, sunset this evening, 5:01 p.m., 9 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with snow moving in later today and highs in the mid-20s. More snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with snow moving in today with highs in the lower 30s. More snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with snow moving in today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. More snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with snow moving in today and highs around 30. More snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with snow moving in today and highs in the upper 20s. More snow tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning snow giving way to scattered snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Thursday and Friday, mid-20s Thursday and the teens on Friday, staying in the teens with mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Increasing clouds with a chance of snow late on Sunday, mid-20s, and a chance of snow Monday in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.